This is so hard to explain in the time that I have, but I'll give it a whirl. Most prayer meetings are absolutely worthless. So that I'm really clear, most prayer meetings are absolutely worthless. First of all, because they're like town meetings. You spend 20 minutes telling people news. So-and-so is getting their gallbladder out. So-and-so is going to give birth. So-and-so has this problem. It's almost like a town gossip session. Everyone talking about 20 minutes of a town meeting in which you're sharing all these little trinkets. And then, will someone now lead us in prayer? In our church, the elders asked me, they said, could you help us work with the prayer? I said, sure. This is going to be radical. It's all right. All right, here we're going to go. First prayer meeting. No one is to share a need in this prayer meeting. No one is to share a need to another person in this prayer meeting. You pray your need. And if someone else hears you praying that need and is burdened to pray that need, they will. But we will not have 20 minutes of a town meeting of sharing back and forth about what's going on all over the community and then praying for 2 minutes. You pray your need. Secondly, don't even think. You say, man, he's getting riled. Yeah, you're right. Because I'm tired of useless prayer meetings. And I'm leaving tomorrow. Don't even think. Let me use some. Don't even think about the hypocritical, religious thing that goes on in churches today in which you stand up and you share with people a need that you've never even prayed about. How many times have you done that? You share a need and you haven't even prayed about it. You're not burdened about it. You're just wanting to spread the news. Anything I'm saying familiar to you? I always tell people, don't share a prayer need unless you yourself have been burdened about that need and you've been praying for it consistently, because all you're doing is gossiping. So let's just look at some practical things about prayer. Number one, prayer is not to be, when we gather together, it's not to be a town meeting where it takes 25 minutes to share all the things going on and then 2 minutes of praying. And when you get around in a group of 5 or 6 believers and you start to pray, don't spend 25 minutes sharing about your needs. Pray them. If you have a need or you want to something that's going on in somebody's life and you think it needs to be prayed about, then just get down there, right there in that group and pray about it. And if God lays it on someone else's heart who hears you praying, maybe they'll continue the same prayer. Maybe not. We spend so much time doing everything but praying in prayer meetings. Now, third thing, we spend almost all our time praying to keep saints out of heaven instead of praying to get sinners into heaven. Auntie M's bad knee is not a big issue compared to millions of people dying and going to hell. Now, I struck a nerve there. Well, if your knee was bad, you would want people praying for you. Yeah, but if my children were going to hell, I would much rather them be praying for my children than my knee. And yes, there is a place to pray for one another and to pray for illnesses and sicknesses. But I tell you what, I go into churches sometimes because I visit a lot of churches and I'll attend their prayer meetings. It sounds like a medical convention. It's unbelievable. I was going to speak at a series of meetings, and they said, "Brother Paul, we want you to come. We just so want revival." And I said, "Well, I don't carry that thing around in my back pocket." They said, "We just want revival." I said, "Well, that's fine, you know." And so we go in there and meeting with all the elders before the church starts in the morning, Sunday. And I was excited. Someone said, "Anybody got anything to pray about?" And I mean, it took off the next 15 minutes. There was no prayer. It was like a group of doctors had come together and were discussing all the ailments of every person in the church. Now, again, we ought to pray for the sick. But when that's all we do, and we really don't pray, we talk about them. We announce it to the congregation. We don't lay on the floor. We don't cry out to God. We don't fast. It's a town meeting. That's not prayer.